Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: شارك الذي قد أقبل عليه الرزق، فإنه أخلق للغنى وأجدر بإقبال الحظ عليه.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "Be a sharer with him who has an abundant livelihood, because he is more probable to get more riches and likely to secure an increase of the share therein."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali, the son of Abu Talib, alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we are humbly here at your service speaking about the universal persona of Imam Ali, alayhi salam. Truly a very beautiful persona, a persona which is the manifestation of the teachings of the Holy Quran and the teachings of Islam, and really it is a manifestation and continuation of the lifestyle and the manners and the behaviors and the morals and the ethical virtues of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. You know, it's interesting, we find that a part of the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, despite having this vast amount of knowledge and having this ocean of wisdom, we never find him refuting everything that everyone says. You know, so when people said things that were acceptable, that were the truth, that were correct, of course he accepted these things. But you don't find him to be an individual or a persona who is consistently refuting people, who is consistently, you know, in the face of people, telling them that they're wrong, you know, telling them that they're mistaken, you know. And unfortunately, when it comes to us on this very personal level, we find that some people, you know, and we might be one of those people, have a tendency to refute everything that everyone says, even if it's correct. So Imam Ali alayhi salam, even though he didn't refute people that they said things that were correct, because of course he cannot refute the truth for he is the truth, you know, we find that we even refute people who say something that is correct or say something that is the truth. You know, that's the extent of us human beings at our level, right? And so we all find and we all know of individuals, or even, you know, like I said, maybe we are of those individuals that are constantly refuting everything that everybody says. We have to negate everything and, no, you're wrong about this and you're wrong about that and this is incorrect and that is incorrect and this is a mistake and that is an error. To be honest with you, that kind of individual is really, really annoying. And here we find Imam Ali alayhi salam, he very beautifully says, do not refute everything that people say to you, for that is enough to classify you as foolish. And so this is one of the things and the aspects of the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam that we find, that he didn't refute everything that everybody said. And likewise, we should be very careful about, you know, having this habit of refuting everything that everybody says. Some people have this habit where, you know, no matter what the other person says, they have to negate it, they have to refute it, they have to contradict it. And that definitely is something which is not only a bad habit, it is rather annoying and upsetting, but as Imam Ali alayhi salam says, it's rather a classification of an individual who is foolish. A beautiful and profound lesson indeed brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRib English Radio, the program To My Brother. This moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
اللهم إن قلوب المخبتين إليك والها وسبل الراغبين إليك شارعا وعلام القاصدين إليك واضحا.
O Allah, verily the hearts of those who surrender to Thee are full of passionate love. The path of those who long for Thee is the straight, true road. The instructions given by those who lead on Thee are distinct and precise. The minds of those who are aware of Thy reality are filled with awe and reverence. The call of those who invite unto Thee is loud and clear, and the doors of approval are kept open for them. Whoso submits a supplication to Thee receives a favorable answer. Whoso turns repentant unto Thee gets acceptance and amnesty. Whoso bursts into tears in fear of Thy punishment obtains mercy. Whoso seeks redress from Thee finds the required assistance at his disposal. Whoso asks for Thy help procures the aid as a gift. Thy promise made with Thy servants is fulfilled. Whoso asks for pardon of his errors finds them reduced to nothing. Whoso does everything for Thy sake discovers that each and every deed has been preserved. The means of livelihood available to the created being come from thee, like a rainfall. And in addition, many recurring favors and bounties reach them in regular succession. The sin of those who ask for forgiveness are overlooked. The wants and needs of all that which has been created by thee are properly satisfied. Those who put forward genuine demands get more than they ask for, one after the other, again and again. For the hungry, wholesome food is arranged. For the thirsty, clean water is available in abundance.
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib this means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبيب لها ولا راغي
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and that is the universal aspect of his personality. You know, when Josh Malihabadi talks about Imam Hussein, where he says, let the humanity reach to its maturity, its consciousness. You know, let the humanity reach to its consciousness, then all nations in the world will say Hussein belongs to us. I would like to slightly change that. That is equally applicable on Ali. Let the humanity reach to that level of understanding based on its pure conscience. They will come to realize that Ali belongs to everyone and at all the time. This is how Ali is Amir al-Mu'mineen, Khalifatul Muslimin, head of the Muslim Empire. What do we do with our own people? How do we treat non-Muslims who are with us? How do we treat with our own Shias who speak a language other than ours, who come from a cultural background which is different from ours? If we are true Shia of Ali, we should imbibe the sense of justice for which Amir al-Mu'mineen gave up his life also. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to be among his loyal and true followers and implement this sense of justice in our lives in all dimensions.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en/call-of-Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.